Press conference, 25 September 1952.
Please be seated. I have no statements to make. I'll try to answer questions if they're in line.
Well, the first one, do you agree with General Eisenhower that Senator Nixon completely vindicated himself?
I have no comment.
President, do you care to contribute anything to the Nixon phone? President,
did
you see him, his defense on television?
I did not. May, how'd you leave the North Pole?
Well, since we struck a long spell comparatively, so it was pretty good.
It must have been a nice trip.
Yes, sir. Very, very important.
You must tell us about it someday when we have things that are of no importance on.
Mr. President, do you expect to touch on the Nixon phone on your coming campaign through California?
Well, now you'll have to wait and see. I suppose you'll be alone.
I'm anxious, sir.
I'm not making any forecast of what will take place on that trip because I don't think it would be as interesting to you. If you have something to speculate about, then you have a story to write, don't you see? Whether it's true or not.
President Lamar Cole says he is informed that you're now very sorry you fired him.
Never heard of it. I've never been sorry.
Mr. President, may I ask a question about foreign relations?
Surely.
Do you think that the development in the relations between the United States and Germany will lead to a change according to the future of the confiscated German property in the United States, which is now approximately $250 million?
That's such a complicated question that I'd have to get a Philadelphia lawyer to work it out, so I can't answer it.
Take down.
I understand that, Tony, and so you'll have to get the asker to give it to you after you get out of here. Well, are you running out of soap?
Mr. President, the other testimony that came up in the Cottle case involved what he called the White House, said McGrath called the White House clique.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of the
White House. Never heard of the White House clique. They have had several names for the members of the president's staff, but I believe that's a new one.
Mr. President, the stories last night and this morning seem to indicate a slight difference in opinion between Senator Taft and General Eisenhower as to whether or not the Taft-Hartley Act could be used for union busting. I wonder if you have any comment.
No, I haven't any comment. I'm glad to hear of that difference of opinion, however.
Mr. President, do you have any idea what Mr. McGrath might have had in mind when he said he knew information that might blow the White House up with a satellite?
Not the slightest. He didn't take me into his confidence.
Mr. President, the American Medical Association announced a few days ago that is disbanding the group that has been fighting your health insurance program. They said they considered their battle won and the battle finished. Do you consider it finished?
I think what finished their battle was a certain speech that the President of the United States made in Philadelphia. I think that wound them up. They admit now that they've been wrong.
President, you had the Norwegian Prime Minister luncheon guest yesterday. Can you tell us about your talk with him?
Had a very pleasant visit with the Norwegian Prime Minister. He's a fine gentleman. He was in Norway when my daughter visited there, and he spent a great deal of his time telling me what a fine daughter I had, and of course that made a hit with me.
Public is entitled to know the names of the contributors to the Stevenson Fund?
I have no comment.
If you had such a fund, would you announce the names of the contributors?
I have no comment.
Well, Mr. President, did you ever have such a fund?
No. I was Lex Sparkman. Mrs. Truman was my secretary, and that helped me pay my board when I was in the Senate.
Mr. President, are there any issues, this regional question, that you particularly are thinking of stressing in your swing through New York State?
Through New York State? Well, I think I'll say to you just what I said to my friend down here. You'll have to wait and see. I would like to make one comment. They have been poking fun at our candidate, Governor Stevenson, because he likes to put his audiences in a good humor. I found a quotation, I think, that will cover that. It's an admonition in Matthew 6. It says, "Be not as the hypocrites, sad of countenance." Be not as the hypocrites, sad of countenance.
Mr. President, as a Democrat, as a practical politician, are you glad or mad that Nixon is still on the Republican?
No comment.
Well, Mr. President, you consider the Nixon Fund matter one for TV judgment or a grand jury judgment?
No comment. I sent a message to Congress, which was most important at that time, and today has become much more important. I invite you to read it. It takes about two mimeograph pages. It won't take you long to read it. It'll enlighten you considerably. Well, read it.
Suggestion that everybody lay on the line their income.
That's right, Joe. You guessed right. I want you to read it, though. I want you to read that message.
Okay.
September the 27th, 1952. 1951, just a year ago.
You still believe then that all federal officials making top salaries should make public their...
Read the message. It speaks for itself, Tony.
Wasn't that what it said?
Yes.
And you still for the message?
Well, the message. I stand behind every message I send to the Congress.
Mr. President, mentioning that Mrs. Truman served as your secretary, were you suggesting that it is difficult to get along on a senator's salary and allowances?
In those days, it was exceedingly difficult. We had no expense accounts or anything of the sort when I was in the United States Senate.
Well, should they think it's just as difficult now?
What's that?
You think it's just as difficult
now? Well, they get much more pay now than they did when I was in the Senate, and a lot more emoluments than I did when I was in the Senate.
Well, you feel it wouldn't be as difficult today?
No comment.
Mr. President, I don't want to belabor this insurance point. I suppose you, speaking of Philadelphia speech, you spoke of your request that they come forward with some other program.
That's right.
Mr. President, how do you feel now about the outcome of the election in November?
I'm not a pollster and I'm not a prophet, so I have no comment to make on that, Robert. You let the result speak for itself.
Do you have anything else for us, sir?
Not a thing, Tony.
Thank you, sir.